Sunday Tama Talk.
Happy day, listeners. We join you with another Sunday Tama Talk by revered Venerable Dr. Pratrajan Wisit. Dr. Pratrajan Wisit is one of Thailand's most esteemed meditation masters, Buddhist scholars, and educators. He is National Coordinator of the Provincial Meditation Institutes of Thailand, Director of the Center for Development of Virtues and Ethics for the Security of the Nation, Religion, and Monarchy, and the most beloved abbot of Wat Lung Poso Thamakkayaram in Dumnan Sedok District of Ratpuri Province, Thailand. Venerable Rajan Wisit has received honorary doctorates from both Mahachulalongkorn Rajawithyalaya University and Mahamukwut University, and last year received the Gold Award for Outstanding Contribution to the Dissemination of Buddhism from the Parliamentary Committee on Religion, Arts, and Culture. I am Prakrubedika Dr. Barton Yanati Rowe from the United States, and I will be your interviewer. Good morning, Venerable Dr. Pratrajan Wisit. This is our 44th consecutive Sunday Tama Talk. We look forward to more insightful teaching. First, however, could you please summarize our previous broadcast?
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I am very happy to be with you again. Last time, we considered New Year's resolutions, or Adhidhana, to take advantage of this opportunity for self-improvement. We suggested resolute determinations for both citizens and national leaders to jointly bring our nation and small planet to robust health throughout the new year. Citizens should resolve mindful diligence to uphold the three exhortations of the Ovadabadimo: avoid evil, do good, and purify the mind. Offensive behavior stems from gloomy mental delusion based on greed and hatred, which can be elucidated and eradicated by advanced scientific wisdom or vichar. Developed through mental training, we propose that such mental training be incorporated in elementary school worldwide to prepare future generations with exceptional tools for advanced insight as well as the humanitarian kindliness to overcome today's specter of international terrorism. National leaders should resolve to practice good governance to serve the majority, recognizing that sovereignty rests in the hearts of all citizens, to act with exemplary morality or sila based on Brahmavihara mentality or loving-kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy, and equanimity, and to implement effective and efficient administration to foster the prosperity and development of the nation as a whole.
Thank you very much, Venerable Dr. Pratrajan Wisit. Now, Reverend Sir, what will we consider today?
Today we will reflect on self-sufficiency and our modern consumer culture. Self-sufficiency lies at the heart of the Buddha's teachings. Lord Buddha teaches, see for yourself, be ever mindful, controlling greed, hatred, and delusion, to avoid evil, do good, and purify your mind, and follow the middle path for maximum usefulness. Specifically, Lord Buddha presents four virtues leading to benefit in the present lifetime, Titta Tamikatha Prayod: energy and diligence, Uttana Sampada; vigilance and carefulness, Araka Sampada; keeping good associates, Kalayana Mitata; and living within one's economic means, Samachivita. We must all exert energy and diligence in today's fast-paced world. Being conscientious about proper living in accordance with precepts and energetic in pursuing our careers with vigor and enthusiasm to achieve blameless, peaceful happiness here and now. Energy or virya literally means virility, perseverance, and effort. It does not mean physical energy so much as mental vigor. Virya is widely praised in Buddhism. It is one of the 10 perfections or parami, spiritual faculties or indriya, mental powers or bala, and factors of enlightenment or bodhyanga. One with virya does not give up an undertaking halfway on account of obstacles, disappointments, or laziness. He does not postpone work and does not waste precious time. He begins working straight away without waiting for an opportunity to crop up, looking for an auspicious moment or gazing at the stars. He never tries to escape daily activities with excuses such as it is too cold or too hot or raining. The energetic person assumes that eventual success is assured. He meets failures with redoubled effort to meet opposition. His courage increases when he faces obstacles. He works hard day and night, looking forward to successful achievement of his goal. Energy and diligence are first applied early in life, while starting to build a powerful foundation of knowledge and experience. Later, one must work earnestly with endurance, using modern technology to foster career advancement. Never being lazy, feeling discouraged, or shirking duties. Self-sufficiency implies standard prosperity. A person endowed with energy need not limit himself to that. One can promote one's career to full capacity and enjoy the satisfaction of success, but should be satisfied with the level of prosperity that they attain.
How are vigilance and carefulness, araka sampada, important in modern high-tech consumer culture?
Araka sampada, or vigilance and carefulness, refers more specifically to taking good care of one's own property. In this sense, it applies directly to careful behavior towards our many modern gadgets, maintaining them in good condition and not abandoning them as soon as something newer comes out. In a broader sense, araka sampada means taking good care of one's family, duties, and social responsibilities in accordance with one's social status. In this sense, it implies fulfilling such obligations as caring for one's parents in their old age, being true to one's spouse, and educating one's children. This perspective emphasizes one's performance of social functions, which must not be overlooked in today's fast-paced world of other personal demands. Finally, in the most philosophical or mental development sense, araka sampada is also used to mean taking good care of one's merit and the development of one's factor of perfection, leading to release from the causes of suffering to attain the supramundane paths, or makkha, fruits, or phala, and nirvana, or nibbana. In conclusion, one should consume properly that which one owns or earns in the right way, not things which one attains improperly. Vigilance and carefulness lead to protecting one's money and property to last long. By avoiding wasteful living and recklessness, they also secure one's source of livelihood, reputation, and family name from dishonor.
How is keeping good associates, kalyana mitata, important in leading a useful present lifetime?
First off, keeping good company with those who exhibit proper behavior will protect one from going down the road to ruin or highway to hell, Apayamukha. One will gain true and stable friendship and loving partners who can provide sage advice and useful material support. In conclusion, overall, one must lead one's life with proper physical behavior, kaya sucharit, verbal behavior, vachi sucharit, and proper mental behavior or intentions, mano sucharit. Avoiding physical misbehavior, kaya tucharit, verbal misbehavior, vachi tucharit, and mental misbehavior or wrong intentions, mano tucharit, as well as the highway to hell, or abhayamukha. Combining intoxication, sexual excesses, gambling, and laziness.
Finally, what does Lord Buddha teach about living within one's own economic means?
Living within one's economic means avoids debt and its associated suffering. One should allocate personal and family income carefully to overcome necessities, while saving some and allocating some for making merit. In conclusion, one who practices these four virtues can achieve the self-sufficiency to live peacefully and happily in this lifetime in accordance with generally accepted standards for human beings. If more and more individuals pursue appropriate self-sufficiency, we will also experience concomitant development at the family, social, national, and global levels.
Thank you very, very much, Dr. Pratrajan Wisit. Now, can you please lead us in a few moments of meditation?
Let us begin by requesting the five precepts.
Mayang pante wising wusung rakanataya de saranena saha banja silani yajama tutiyambi mayang pante wisung wisung rakanataya de saranena saha banja silani yajama datiyambi mayang pante wisung wisung rakanataya de saranena saha banja silani yajama
namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa
namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa
buddhang saranang kacchami
buddhang saranang kacchami
dhammang saranang kacchami
dhammang saranang kacchami
sanghang saranang kacchami
sanghang saranang kacchami
tutiyampi buddhang saranang kacchami
tutiyampi buddhang saranang kacchami
tutiyampi dhammang saranang kacchami
tutiyampi dhammang saranang kacchami
tutiyampi sanghang saranang kacchami
tutiyampi sanghang saranang kacchami
tatiyampi buddhang saranang kacchami
tatiyampi buddhang saranang kacchami
tatiyampi dhammang saranang kacchami
tatiyampi dhammang saranang kacchami
tatiyampi sanghang saranang kacchami
tatiyampi dhammang saranang kacchami
tatiyampi sanghang saranang kacchami
tatiyampi sanghang saranang kacchami
panati pata veramani sikha padang samadhiyami
banati pata veramani sikha padang samadhiyami I undertake the precept to refrain from destroying living creatures
athinathana veramani sikha padang samadhiyami
athinathana veramani sikha padang samadhiyami I undertake the precept to refrain from taking that which is not given.
กาเมสุมิชฌาจาราเวรมณีสิกขาปดังสมาธิยามิ
กาเมสุมิชฌาจาราเวรมณีสิกขาปทังสมาธิยามิI undertake the precept to refrain from unlawful sexual activity.
Musavata veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami.
Musavata veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from incorrect speech.
Sura meraya maccha pamatathanaเวรมณีสิกขาปดังสมาธิยามิ
สุราเมรยามัจฉาปมาตตานาเวรมณีสิกขาปทังสมาธิยามิ I undertake the precept to refrain from intoxicating drinks and drugs which lead to carelessness
อิมานิปัญจสิกขาปทานิสีเลนะสุขติงยันติ
สาธุ
สีเลนะโภคสัมปทา
สาธุ
สีเลนะนิพพุติงยันติตัตสมาสีลังวิโสทะเย
สาธุ
Prostrate 3 times to the Buddha statue if available. Now we begin meditation. We sit uprightIn a regular meditation posture, cross-legged, as seen in some Buddha images, with the right leg resting upon the left, the right hand rests on the left, palm turned upwards, with the right index finger just touching the left thumb. The body is straight, and the mind is fully alert. Take a deep breath and relax the body until you feel comfortable. Close your eyelids lightly, do not press them. We use two aids, a mantra, Samma Arahant, and an object of visualization, a bright, clear, luminous sphere called the Aloka Kasinya, or light object. Using these aids, we draw the mind inward to the center of the body, and the mind, components of vision, memory, thought, and awareness come together into oneness.Imagine a bright, clear, luminous sphere located at the center of the body, 2 inches or 5 centimeters above the navel. Rest your mind inside the sphere and repeat Samma Arahant, Samma Arahant, Samma Arahant continually and mindfully. Look for the pinpoint of the bright light at the center of the center. Focus your mind there, stop still.When the mind stops peacefully, still at the center of the center expands itself and becomes a new sphere. Place your mind gently inside the new sphere. Look for the pinpoint of the bright light at the center of the center. Place your mind there. Stop still. Eventually, a bright, clear sphere will arise. This is the Dhamma sphere. Do not be overjoyed.Keep your mind calm in equanimity. Hold the mind still and stop repeating Samma Arahant. Just concentrate at the center of the Dhamma sphere. This is your own nucleus which gives rise to this body and this mind. You choose experience greatest happiness you have ever known, not happiness based on an external object, but happiness arising from within.Due to being fully pure from the 5 hindrances. Now, let us take a moment to apply our calm concentration to contemplating the body as it really is. Take one hair from the top of your head. Bring it in to the center of the sphere at the center of the body. Examine it as if under a microscope. See the root.Of the hair. See how dirty they are, all covered with grease. Can you smell it? This is the real nature of the hair that we fuss over and prize so much. From now on, let us contemplate to see that the hair is subject to change, for example, from black to gray, which means anicca, and then it falls out, becomes impermanent, and causes suffering or dukkhang. Finally, it scatters and no longer belongs to you or anybody else, anatta. Practice contemplating this back and forth to create the right wisdom that all compound things such as hair on the head and hair on the body, finger and toenails, the teeth in the mouth, and skin are all impure, subject to change or anicjam, impermanent to come, and ultimately become non-self or anatta. This is an efficient method to develop the right wisdom to see compound things as they really are. This right wisdom helps to reduce sensual desire and attachment. Continue meditating as before by stopping still at the center of the Dhamma sphere. When the concentration is just right, sphere after sphere pops up by itself from the center, each one inside the previous one. The spheres of sila or moral behavior, samadhi or concentration, panya or wisdom, vimutti or transcendence, and vimuttijan tasana or insight, appear one after the next. Enter each sphere successively and focus your mind still at the pinpoint of bright light or hollow spot at the center. When the mind stops still, a new sphere emerges. When you reach the inside sphere, you continue in the same way, stopping still at the center. Again, the center expands itself, but this time, instead of a new sphere, you see your own refined human body, sitting cross-legged in meditation position, facing the same direction as you are facing. Don't be startled. Just keep observing. It looks very much like yourself. It has your own face, but it is brighter, purer, and more radiant. It may even be crystal clear. Take your time to make the body and its pedestal bright and clear. When you feel comfortable with the refined human body, place your mind gently inside the refined human body. Expand to feel the whole body. Feel the body from the inside. Feel the arms, feel the legs, feel the head, feel the toes. Say to yourself, I am the refined human body. I have become the refined human body. I have the refined human mentality. When you feel comfortable inside the refined human body, place your mind gently inside the sphere at the center of the refined human body. Focus on the pinpoint of the bright light at the center of the center. The center expands itself, and you see your celestial body. For those who reach this state of mind, go on with the same procedure as larger and larger, more and more radiant. Bodies appear, become each more refined body, one by one, until you reach Dhammakaya. Dhammakaya looks like a transparent Buddha statue, very radiant, very pure. The Buddha statue, sitting cross-legged, is about 9 meters in height and width. Become Dhammakaya fully, right way. And now let us share all of the merits that we have made in this meditation and previously, together with all of our loving kindness, with all beings everywhere throughout the universe. We share with our parents, our grandparents, our family, our teachers and our friends. We share with our king and our queen and the whole royal family. May Lord Buddha bless all of us to lead a peacefully happy life, free from suffering, free from problems, and free from enmity. And may this meditation help to bring us closer to transcendence and nirvana. And now we come slowly out of meditation and open the eyes.
Thank you very much, Dr. Rajan Wisit. We reverently appreciate your excellent meditation instruction.
May Lord Buddha bless all of you. We would like to invite you all to join us for meditation at Wat Luang Phosphat any Sunday. Our bus leaves from Wasagit, the Golden Mount Temple, at 7 o'clock every Sunday morning. I lead morning chanting and meditation for all, beginning at 9:30, and Prabhat conducts an afternoon meditation session in English from 12 to 2 p.m. Please come join us. For details, please see our English website at www.meditationpark.org and www.dhammacenter.org or our Thai website at dhammakaya.org.
Sunday Dhamma Talk.